It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, we are going to be chatting a little bit about what is going on with City Council. It's always great to get everyone's opinion, see what's going on. And, you know, if we didn't have these Castle Country Focus interviews, a lot of us would be in the dark. Go ahead, introduce yourself to the community, and let's go ahead and chat a little bit about what's going on throughout the community.
Hi, I'm Terry Willis, and I've been on Price City Council for 2 years, and now starting my first couple of days as an elected official for next 4 years.
Oh. Isn't that great? I know every time we hear the next, it's brand new, 2018. Have you still been writing 17 and typing 17?
I've avoided needing to write any date, so we're good.
I've already typed it a dozen times. I'm trying to get used to it. It's going to take me a couple more months. And then by the time I'm used to it, it's going to be time to change again. It's just how it goes. But brand new year. And you're starting a brand new, I don't really want to call it a position. You're starting a brand new role. You're bringing on new responsibilities. It's always really fun to kind of get everyone's inside opinion on what's going on and kind of get that little bit of extra information that we typically wouldn't get. If you don't go and sit in on these meetings, you miss a lot of information.
That's true. There's a lot more going on behind the scenes than people realize. And so sometimes you get asked, you know, why aren't you doing this or doing that? And especially if somebody does it on Facebook, it takes a little longer than just a quick post to try and explain those things.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that it's just kind of a thing now with social media being the way it is. It's so easy for people to go on and voice their opinions. But at the end of the day, they're not willing to go out and sit in on these meetings and voice their opinions where they actually matter.
Well, that's true. We don't see too many people at city council meetings. Most of the time we're there conducting business by ourselves. The good thing is that ETV10 broadcasts them, so it gives other people, we don't know how many people sit at home and watch them. I tend to try and avoid that. I don't like watching myself.
Hey, it's fine. Yeah. I tend not to listen to the radio when I'm leaving because I don't want to hear myself. No, I'm just kidding. Well, Terry, there are always different things being brought up. Some of the things that are on the agenda right now and that seem to be hot items for discussion, let's go ahead and talk about some of those.
Well, one of the things that is coming up in the near future is that we're going to be entering into a contract with UAMPS, and it has to do with diversifying our portfolio for how we bring electricity to the city, trying to keep our costs as low as possible. This particular project is involved with small nuclear reactors. I've been to several of the meetings where the people who are developing these have been talking about the technology, and I think it's rather exciting. It does not generate the nuclear waste as a big power plant would. It's able to produce power on demand. So if you were running solar and you have a dip, you can pull those generators up immediately. I mean, it's a pretty cool technology, and I'm looking forward to seeing that as part of our big portfolio for generating the municipal power, because we're trying to get good, consistent power and keep our rates as low as possible for our citizens.
You know, that's something really important. And when you look at, the background of Carbon and Emery County, we are here because of the coal mines. That's bottom
true.
Line. That's why we're here. Well, this isn't a secret that's not going to last forever.
Right.
We've got to kind of come up with different things and different resources in different ways. And not only for ourselves as far as electricity, but we've got to think of ways to get people here in our community to continue bringing in that revenue. This is just one of those avenues, and it's great. It's a part of the portfolio. You guys are presenting it right now, trying to get additional information and just researching every angle.
Right. So that's going to be a good meeting to come to. I think that's going to be the February, 28th meeting, our last meeting in February. At 4:00, we're going to have a work meeting so that us as city officials can get answers from the individuals that are doing it. And then there'll be also a public meeting within the city council meeting. So many opportunities for that to learn a little bit more about this. And just so people know, we do have coal within our portfolio. It's not an either or thing. It's just one of the many ways that we're looking at keeping those costs down for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when it does come to these meetings and the items that are up for discussion, that's one of the things that I always have noticed when I'm looking back at the notes or I'm watching in on the live streams of the meetings, it's definitely, you guys have such a broad spectrum. It's not just like you mentioned, one thing, it's our way or the highway. You guys are looking at every possible avenue all the time.
Right. And a lot of the work has gone on behind the scenes before we ever get to city council. So when we're dealing with roads, there are meetings to help prioritize those roads. Which ones can we leverage our money the best so we can make more improvements with the least amount of impact to the citizens? I know right now, I mean, I get frustrated with some of our roads, and roads are a big issue. Last winter really took a toll on our roads, and we're doing our best to try and play catch up on that, but doing it while keeping the taxes the way they are. And so it's just a juggling act on trying to find the best way to do it. And if people are frustrated, please come.
Right.
Talk to us. And if we need to move things around, if something has come to the forefront that we didn't anticipate, we'd like to hear it. You know, things are not set in stone. But there is a lot of planning and a lot of looking at how we make those decisions behind the scenes. So just so you know, a lot of homework, a lot of homework involved.
Oh, absolutely. And like you mentioned, there are not just the roads. There are so many things that as residents and as community members, we look at and say, yeah, well, this needs to be done and this needs to be done and this mm-hmm. needs to be done. But we also have to keep in mind that, yeah, you guys know this. You're working on this, but you can only do so much at a time. It's not like we can just say, all right, well, then let's do it all.
Right.
That's not how it works.
Right. And we still have people who, for some reason, think that we have something to do with that building that's across the street from us, the new state courthouse, I should say. And I'll let you know, the city has not put any money into that. That is a whole different issue. I don't want to get into the good and the bad of it, but the city is not part of that. So that has not taken any of our tax money. We're still focusing on the things within the city that we need to.
Absolutely. And that's definitely something that I have seen brought to the table many of times. We don't need a new courthouse. Why are we putting money into that? Well, if you don't know all the details, then
right.
They're out there. You can definitely research that and find the information. Well, Terry, as always, huge, huge reminder to the entire community, attend these meetings. Head on over. Check it out. Find out all the information that is being brought to the table at every single time. You can do that. You can go to these meetings.
Oh, yeah. We like to have faces there. Keeps us on our toes. Make sure that we are really remembering who we serve. We serve the community. It is not about what we want. It's about what is best for the community. And having you guys there helps remind us on a daily basis during our meetings. That's who we serve.
For sure. Well, Terry, let's go ahead and throw out the next date and time of the next meeting and just kind of let everyone know that they are invited to attend.
Oh, the next meeting is this Wednesday, and it begins at 5:30, and it is in the City Hall, in the chambers there. Just come in, sign in. You can leave when you want. You're not stuck there the whole meeting if we start getting really boring. But definitely show up and sit and
enjoy the conversation.
And it's going to be new to us. We have a new mayor, and this will be our first meeting as a new council. So a new look council, and it's going to be exciting to see where we head.
Oh, absolutely. So you know what? You can go a little step further and say, you know, for a New Year's resolution, we all want to try to better ourselves. Why not take a step in the direction of being more informed on what is going on in our own community and right here in our city? So head on over and participate in the next city council meeting. It's taking place on the 10th, 5:30 p.m. over at City Hall in the chambers. You don't want to miss out on this. And like Terry mentioned, you don't have to show up at 5:30 and stay until the very last person leaves. If you check out the agenda, see what's on the schedule to be for discussion, if there's something on there that you definitely want to be a part of, and then maybe not so much the other things, just leave when you're done.
That's right.
So definitely go and check it out. Again, it's on Wednesday the 10th, 5:30 p.m. over at the Price City Hall Chambers. Well, Terry, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
No, I think that's it for now.
Perfect. That has been another Castle Country Focus. You can find additional information on all Castle Country Focus interviews by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.